I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Tick, tick, boom. No, it was click, click, boom. Yeah. Was it click, click, boom?
Nice.
Oh, net positive episode 93. 94. What's that in Spanish?
94.
Oh, it sounds like an accent, bro. Canceled.
It is. I think you're supposed to.
7 seconds. Gosh. Wait, you're supposed to?
I think you're supposed to. Isn't that out of respect for the language?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not making fun of somebody. I'm out of respect.
If you go to Mexico, you should try to speak in that accent.
I think so.
If he goes, 94.
Anytime I've been
to... You're going to be like, what are you saying? 94.
Anytime I've been to a Spanish-speaking country and I've spoken Spanish, they compliment the accent. They like the accent.
Yeah.
Plus, it kind of makes you sound like you're better at Spanish than you are.
Yeah, but put in a little bit of in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, because they're going to assume I know other words.
Yeah, versus if you come to Yo Quiero El Polo. Do it like they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Accents, when? How many years until they're back? Until we're allowed to do them again?
7.
I did one in my show. And everybody gets mad, you know, or they don't get mad. They just tense up.
Yeah, they go.
And then I go, and then I do the white people accent, and they all go, ah,
no, it's okay.
Yeah, we love that. We love it. Yeah. Oh, back in the studio, baby. Hot lineup. Alex and Andrew. And what am I, the host?
You are the host.
Or you're the host.
No, you're the host.
I'm the host.
Yeah.
You guys are the, what are you guys?
Producers, co-hosts.
Producers, co-hosts. Yeah. We should have titles.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get that. on the road, baby. We are going to, let's see, Munhall, Pennsylvania. That's in Pittsburgh this weekend. In Zanesville, Ohio, and Cleveland. Back to back to back, baby. Then in March, we got some tour dates in Mobile, Alabama, New Orleans, Houston, Detroit, Fort Wayne, Peoria, Buffalo, Toronto, Erie, Durham, Macon, Chattanooga. April, we're coming to Rochester, St. Paul, Duluth, San Jose, Santa Rosa. See, accent. Reading, Dayton, Lexington, Lincoln, Des Moines, Grand Forks, Charleston, Boston, Charleston, West Virginia, by the way, Newark, New Jersey, New Haven, Connecticut, Portland, Tacoma, and Spokane.
You said Boston. I think you meant Baltimore.
Did I?
Yeah.
Weird. I'm anorexic. I get the numbers mixed up. Nothing, Andrew? Wow. Okay. Andrew's tight with the laughs. Tight with the laughs. No, that's why we love Andrew. He doesn't give them out for free.
That's true. You got to earn it.
Yeah, you got to earn it. Yeah. That's what everybody says in the comments. By the way.
Among other things that we'll get to later.
Yeah. Wait, has Andrew officially been upgraded? So when we get a sponsor, who we're going to talk about right here. When we get a sponsor, they send... Hey, here's the link to get the stuff.
Right.
So you use the stuff. And it used, I think it was always me and you. Or were you on it from the beginning?
With some sponsors, yeah.
And is Andrew on now?
Andrew's on now.
That's
Can confirm.
Yeah. It's Andrew's on the list.
Yep.
So shout out to the fans. The fans have built you, dude.
They have built me from the ground up.
Yeah. And now.
And they'll tear you down, too.
They will tear you down. Dude, my house is like, Lydia's always like, I was like, it's a pod sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, oh. Like, what, or like Blue Land or like all the things that are like in my house, cleaning products or sponsors that we're going to unveil next week, all the stuff that's like, why do you have this? I'm like, this would be out of character for you to have. I go, it's a pod sponsor. They go, oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just new stuff.
And when did, but Andrew, we gave him a mic and now he's getting stuff.
Yeah, he's in.
Has it gotten to his head, do you think?
Maybe a little bit around the studio, carrying himself a little bit differently, but I like it though. I like the confidence. We need that around here.
He should be thanking the fans. Yeah. Cause the fans,
I thank them. I respond to every comment.
You do.
I say thank you so much.
Real healthy habits.
That's I would be nothing without you guys.
And wait, I sent you that video of the lady at the meet and greet.
Yes, dude.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Don't come at me. We need to be coming at Alex.
Wait, what did she say?
She said she messaged me and I didn't respond.
Yeah, she goes, I try to message Alex all the time. He doesn't respond.
I'm really sorry.
I send her a video.
Not to be that guy, but.
Yeah, dude.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I'm sorry.
He's going to be a dad.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on, bro. This week's episode, in line with what we've just been talking about, very sponsored nice. By Babbel, yeah. baby. The best yeah. way to learn a language, immersion. Mm-hmm. Number one, listen to our podcast. We're about to be bilingual. Number two, Babbel. Living where the language is spoken. It's pretty much like us on this podcast. And using it every day is the number one. But if that not in the cards, well, I can't even get English. You can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. Dun, dun, dun. 1 in 5 Americans learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check that off the list with Babbel. Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think of your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? One time when I lived in Spanish-speaking countries, like mm-hmm. I lived in, let's see. Well, I've not lived in it, but I've been out of Peru for a significant amount of time, Honduras. And then I started like speaking in Spanish, and then I started dreaming in Spanish.
Nice. That's crazy, how you know. Dude. That's how you know you're immersed.
That's how you know you're in. Babbel, I don't think they can promise that. But quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 semanas.
Very nice. Let's John.
Very go, nice.
That's
dude.
3 weeks.
I got that. Oh, that's 3 weeks. Limited time deal for our listeners to get started right now and get 55% off. Here's your, or sorry, get off 55% off your Babbel subscription only for our listeners. That's babbel.com/net positive. That's 55% off babbel.com/net. Wait, what?
Yeah, oh. You said it wrong the first time. Shoot. It's just /net. It's not net positive, bad. Just net.
Yeah, Babbel, BABBEL.com/net. Babbel.com/net. Or hit the link in the episode description below. Rules and constricciones may apply. That's not. Restrictions.
Restrictions. That's in your next lesson.
Yeah,
on
that's
Babbel.
My next lesson. I haven't gotten there to you yet. Welcome aboard, baby. We're out here, dude. What's everybody up to? What y'all doing?
Good to see you, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Good to see you. We had a fun little weekend.
Yeah, so did I. What's a lot going on? We had to cancel a show.
Yeah, I saw that. Snow in Texas?
Snow in Texas.
What's up with that?
A lot of chatting from the people of Texas about all the things they can do, but a couple inches of snow and they fall apart.
Interesting.
Fall apart.
Very interesting.
Lubbock, Texas. We had a good crowd up there, but I was like, you know, we talk a lot about like the For You page.
Yeah.
Like the big things in your world. And when we were like gone for a couple, you're like, well, I didn't hear about it.
Yes.
Like what? It's in your world. And you said For You page for you.
Yeah.
It's for you.
Yeah. It's your own reality.
Yeah. And so we were like, a couple of people were messaging me like, dude, you're going to have a show on the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, good point. And then I look at ticket sales and it's like 2,000 tickets sold. You go, oh. So this world that people don't watch the Super Bowl exists.
Yeah.
And you go, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't. We're like, what do you mean? Like, I'm not going, but I went to watch the Daytona 500 this weekend. Yep. That's why I'm wearing this jacket. Mm-hmm. Signed by Tony Stewart. Thank you very much. You're like, yeah, we don't. That's not on our For You page.
No, I didn't know that was happening this week.
Yeah. Dude, no idea. Crazy. That's yeah. And I'm off the internet again this week.
Cool.
It's too much, dude.
Okay.
It's not helpful for me.
Well, it's going to make it really fun to show you content then from the internet.
Well, I mean, I know obviously the Super Bowl happened and I know all those things, but I was like, man, but I got a lot of stuff from last week. But yeah. It is the like looking around the internet for stuff and you're like, I got stuff to do, man.
I get it.
Because we don't have like jobs. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
I think mine's a little different than yours. Mine's a job.
No, we have job. Yeah, we have job.
But I know but what like you mean. It's not a 9-to-5.
No, you don't have a boss.
Sure.
We do have bosses. I have a million bosses. Sure. But we don't have bosses.
Yep.
So like if you're like, I got to do this, 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 and this, this today. If you don't, it's just going to hurt your business. Mm-hmm. But you can not.
Yeah. Occasionally,
Sometimes people are like, well, your boss is like looking over your shoulder. So you...
Right.
You should do it.
No, it's we're the same and it's full control of my own schedule.
Yeah. For sure. So you go, I'll do it tomorrow.
Those are good days. Those are good days.
Hot episode with Super Bowl.
Yeah. And speaking of For You pages.
Oh, yeah.
It's surprising to know there's anybody out there who wasn't paying attention because you brought in this article that says.
From the ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports.
They are.
Super Bowl, what is that, 65?
I believe that is 58.
LVIII. Super Bowl 58 sets TV ratings record with 123.4 million viewers.
Yeah.
Go back up to the top. Oh, yeah, there it is right there. No, go back up to that first headline. The longest Super Bowl game will also go down as the most watched program in television history. Dude.
Nuts.
That's like not like biggest sweeps month, biggest sporting, biggest prime time, biggest biggest period. Mm-hmm. The biggest. The biggest one of all time. The biggest, the most watched program in television history.
I'm going to challenge it.
Go for it.
The World Cup?
Yeah.
The World Cup doesn't do more views than 123 million?
Yeah, this is our go to the World Cup. Because
it then immediately says it shattered last year's mark of 115.1 million yeah, this for is Kansas City.
It's like every invention of technology has like happened in Virginia.
Yeah.
Like an hour from our house. Yeah.
World Cup.
Yeah, there's viewers. No way, dude.
I just find that hard to believe. It's a way bigger sport. Yeah, dude, as of 2023, the World Cup of soccer is the most watched sporting event in the world with 5 billion viewers.
With a B.
The 2022, well, hold on. It's not saying one program, though. That's saying
all right, yeah,
2022 fair. World Cup had over 1.5 billion worldwide.
Viewership, 3.5 billion.
So yeah. maybe I need to be most watched soccer game. Most viewed.
It's soccer game.
Soccer game. Because that That's, I really
no way. Find, there's I really, no way that the NFL.
Yeah, okay, yeah. As of April 27th, 2023. Argentina played France in the 2022 World Cup, and it was the most watched soccer game of all time with an estimated 1.5 billion viewers globally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are we talking about?
Well, go back to that article.
Maybe they're talking about football.
Most watched program in television history.
That's what it says.
Yeah. Liars.
Oh.
Straight up liars.
Did we fact check in? We don't need fact checkers. Fact check ourselves.
We might also need fact checkers.
Yeah, we might also.
I can't believe they even published this article.
That's just like, dang, dude. I love this podcast so much.
This isn't even a competition. And it happened 2 years ago. Like, this is recent history.
Hey, you know, that's like a intern over at ESPN. That's like writing the overnight, like, headlines.
Yeah.
They're like, have you ever heard of the World Cup? Like, oh, it's on Fox, not on ESPN, so I don't know about it. Yeah. Like, dude.
It's not on my For You page.
Yeah, really. That is.
Finished the article at 1 a.m. It went out at 4. Nobody had a chance to check it over. Nah, they're just like, yeah, whatever, man.
The overnight
Sean's
guy.
Got it. Yeah. Just, he always does.
You know
this.
What's crazy about that? That's a microcosm of the world.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, no, I saw it on ESPN. Why would they lie?
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
So 123 million versus 1.5 billion.
Yeah.
So wait, why would they do that? Because I'm assuming
they're for American sports.
Yeah, they're probably they're probably talking about American sports.
But say that then.
1.5 billion.
The longest, most watched program in television history. Okay, say American history?
Yeah,
say that then.
Yeah, it doesn't
say that.
It doesn't specify anything there.
They also said that the vaccine didn't have side effects.
Right.
Come on, dude. Don't get into that this early. Yeah.
And we're a far right podcast. Just like that.
Said, yeah, this episode is sponsored by Pfizer, dude. Crazy.
Do you know what they're probably doing? They're probably doing what that guy was doing on that clip we were watching. They're just speaking this into existence for themselves.
Yo,
it was the most watched.
Dude.
He's just like we're the biggest most, podcast.
Yeah, and just like ESPN is the biggest, like the worldwide leader.
they've actually never been the worldwide leader. They've just always said it.
We're the worldwide leader. You're like, oh, we have like the World Series.
Yeah.
And it's like Philly versus Houston. And they're like, the team from, this is a bit I used to have. The team from Nicaragua, Colombia is like, we never play.
Yeah, nobody asked us. Nobody challenged us.
Or the World Series?
What the heck?
What if like the world, the cricket or whatever, or not cricket, let's say like, the World Cup.
Yeah.
And we're like, we got a chance to qualify and we didn't. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that can be.
That makes sense.
The Olympics. That can be everybody.
Even the Super Bowl winners, they go, we're the champions of the world.
Yeah, world champs.
Like, dude, what?
I'd be like. Sure.
All right, so fact check. ESPN lies.
Yeah, ESPN lies.
Great.
But only about this though, nothing else.
Yeah,
they don't lie about anything.
No, nothing.
I have a question about the Super Bowl that kind of irritated me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's hear it.
When are we going to move away from the Roman numerals? It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Well done.
Well, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
He earned a sponsor for this week. Yeah. Too. Oh, yeah. I'm going to move away from it.
I agree with that.
That's like that Nate Bargatze bit on SNL.
Which one?
When he went on SNL, he talked about that, about like using meters and yards. Yeah. And he's like, why are we doing this? You're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
No one has any idea.
Yeah. Cause you just did it. You went LV111. Yeah. That's what, 65? Yeah. And I said, no, 58.
Yeah. You know what? The Daytona is the 67th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you know?
Because that's what they said, 67.
Okay, just looks it up.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we don't, our viewers barely know how to count.
We keep it at a nice round 500 every year because we know we can't change it. It's 500. And once they get it, we got to stick with it.
And one time we had a right turn in our races and everybody went home. So they're like, wait, this is too much for us. Oh,
keep it simple.
Shout out, baby. No, the Taylor Swift thing, everybody, the NFL just has to be like, thanks.
For sure, dude.
Yeah.
I hope she sent them the bill.
Yeah. No, yeah, of everything.
She better have paid nothing for the suite.
Yeah.
Nothing for the food and drink.
No.
As many plus ones as you want.
Yes, dude. Yeah.
She and
kick out whoever she wants.
And please come. Yeah. Come back next year.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you with or without Travis.
Yeah. Who's not going to be in it? Her or Travis?
They would rather her, I think.
Yeah. So date a new guy?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? And film a reality show around it. Put it on Netflix.
Well, they I remember when I was dating Lydia. I still am, but
yeah. What are we doing?
But when we had like maybe three dates, and she's like, "Hey, we're not like exclusively dating, but we're like in this far enough where if you're no longer interested in this, could you just let me know?"
Nice.
Like
that's a date three thing for you.
We're beyond the ghosting.
Very nice.
Yeah. Or no, she said it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're beyond like you can't just. If you get a girl's number at the club or something, you text over the weekend and then you never hear from again. I don't know why I said the club. I don't know. Who's in the
club? It made sense. It was a good example.
Yeah. Or if you meet, so then you're like, oh, that's, you don't have to be like, hey.
No.
You just kind of.
Charge it to the game.
Yeah.
It happens.
So if you get, I think there has to be a breakup now, right?
Yes.
We're beyond, they just like saw them out. Right. You know, because sometimes a celebrity, you just see them mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, they were out together. There's no like breakup because they weren't together.
Right. Ben and J-Lo spotted out and blah, 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 blah.
They're kissing, right?
Yeah, very publicly.
After it's, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, they have to break up now.
If they were going to split, there is no easy walk away. That's there may be a press release.
Yeah.
Or like a mutually amicable parting of ways Instagram collab post.
No. But who originates it? Dude, in a collab post?
A picture of them like back to back. And it's like, we just couldn't see eye to eye anymore. We're going to go separate ways. Yeah. We hope you respect our privacy during this time. Collab.
Yeah.
3-4 billion
Travis
views.
Kelce goes on Bobby Altoff's podcast or something like that. Yeah.
Nice.
Or something like that.
To discuss.
Yeah, to discuss.
She's getting divorced, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Bobby.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to see that.
What about Concrete and Hairpin? Her kids' names, right? Those are her kids.
I don't know what happens to them.
Hey, mute. Yeah.
Man, you were so high with the Roman numerals comment.
Come on,
and that
was a good joke.
That's a pretty good joke. That's a pretty good joke. That's so funny.
What about Concrete and Hairpin?
Those are her kids' names?
Her kids' names, one of her kids' names is Concrete, and I made up Hairpin.
Even better.
Concrete and Hairpin is crazy, dude. It's on such thin ice. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, Super Bowl was cool though.
Yeah, well, did you like Usher?
I did like Usher.
I thought he had it.
I grew up on some Usher.
Well, it's one of those things. Any Super Bowl, you go, how many hits do they have?
Mm-hmm.
Can this? I mean, how long is it? 6 minutes? 8 minutes?
It's not long. Yeah,
it's not long. But they do a medley of all, right?
Right.
So the one was it 2 years ago with like all the Dr. Dre, everyone Dr. Dre when it was in L.A.
Yeah,
that was unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah. So they were like, all right, we're gonna do Eminem, 50 Cent, all those that genre.
Mm-hmm.
This one, but I thought to myself, I was like, oh, like kids in their 20s are like, who's this?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this. You forgot about the run of hits that guy had.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about Usher, like what if like our pop stars like aging, right? Mm. So my era of pop stars would be this one: Usher, Britney, Justin Timberlake. Like when I was at those like those years,
right?
Those are my pop stars. Do mine age as well mm-hmm. as others?
Do you think they do?
Well, the Rock, like the Mick Jagger, like Kiss, those guys, right? Mm-hmm. So those guys are now in their 70s and they're still like rocking. Mm-hmm. I feel like, aren't they?
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones still goes to Nissan Stadium.
Yeah, I think they're just hitting like the tail end. I think they're finally starting to shut it down. But to your point, they're late 70s.
And they like, is Nicki Minaj? They're...
Yeah, we'll see how that...
There's no way.
We'll see how that holds
that
up.
That goes... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's no way that ages. I feel like Usher is the... Take that, rewind it back. It's a little like, I want a lady in the sheets, but a freak in the... It's like, all right, that doesn't go past 50.
Yeah, so Lil Jon's not... He doesn't have the longevity we're looking for.
Versus like Queen... Mm-hmm. They're like, dude, that's timeless.
Right.
The Rolling Stones. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking through my own lens. The Rolling Stones, the Beatles, not for me, but the Beach Boys, mm-hmm. Elvis.
Like, Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Elvis at 70 mm-hmm. works.
Yes. It definitely does.
If he's dead, which right, you know, depends right. on who you ask.
Great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Pink Floyd's one. I think Grateful Dead. Oh,
this
Dead.
Is perfect.
Grateful Dead's one.
Yep.
Go ahead, read that list.
1950s, Elvis.
Yep.
So Elvis is in his 70s now. Mm-hmm. Holds up. 1960s, the Beatles. Yep. Holds up. Pink Floyd holds up. Michael Jackson.
Doesn't hold up.
No, does hold up.
Definitely holds up.
Definitely holds up. Now, you're talking about his personal life. Mm-hmm. Well, that never held up anyway. But
I saw a Tosh clip this week. That was
oh, so talking about funny, yeah. dude.
Did you see it? Michael Jackson? No, I didn't. Yeah. Michael Jack holds up.
Definitely.
In terms of music, Black or White, Heal the World, Smooth Criminal, Beat It. Yeah.
Yeah.
If Michael Jackson.
When you said Black or White, I thought you were talking about if that holds up.
Oh, Black or White. Oh, yeah. Nice, dude. Will You Be There, greatest song of all time. Holds up mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson could come on the Super Bowl at 100.
Yeah.
They could do a Michael Jackson CGI. And yeah. I always said if a plane was going down and they were like, we got 5 minutes, we're going to put on a song to calm everybody, you would put on Michael Jackson.
Nice.
You would.
Universal.
You would put on Michael Jackson.
You could argue Usher's show, the entire thing is an ode to MJ. His whole career is an ode to MJ. Like that was part of why he got so popping in the first place was dancing. Like he dances like Michael Jackson.
Just Michael Jackson. Hmm. Yeah.
He's wearing the glitter. He's got the glove.
He did have the glove.
It's all Michael Jackson. Great point. So still influenced now way after he's done.
1990, Celine Dion.
Holds up.
Holds Absolutely. Up, dude. Holds up until death.
Yeah.
2000s, Eminem.
Holds up. Don't even do that.
To us.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
To kids? That's what I'm saying, to the next generation.
Oh, well.
I think Eminem holds up because I think that Eminem was like the start of, not the start of, but like he made rap popular.
Yeah.
And he made white people be able to like rap more.
He made it worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what are you gonna listen to?
Till I Collapse.
Yeah, but yeah, that's like, dude. You ever going to play like pickleball with our retirement community?
Oh, no,
like,
it's gym playlist exclusive. No question. It's on.
So
for does
Emma, so and I if I could choose one guest, anybody to my bucket list to be on this podcast, it would be Marshall Mathers.
Cool.
For sure.
Awesome.
But I don't know if his music transcends time, is what I'm saying.
For everybody.
I mean,
yeah.
8 Mile.
Because it does for me and
my
you.
Life. Yeah. Yeah.
But you're saying it does, like if you were to play Eminem for a Gen Zer.
If we're going to do. All right. So Eminem in 30 years of the Super Bowl. No.
No, it's not going to hold
That's
up.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not going to hold
Eminem
up.
Eminem in 20 years. But no. That's not... That's.
I think you're right.
All right. 2010s, Adele holds up.
That's going to hold up.
Holds up.
For sure.
Now, I don't know if she has enough hits. To be the biggest pop star of the 2010s, Adele.
I think she did.
She can do a halftime?
She's got hits. Yeah.
No, but she's not like...
She got hits, but they're ballads.
Yeah, she wouldn't do a Super Bowl halftime. She might do a collab... Like, she's... That's not a Super Bowl band.
It's not very hype.
2020s, BTS.
That's an interesting one.
BTS.
Yeah.
Who came up with this list?
I don't know.
BTS.
Yeah.
Yeah. statistically, the most successful artist of the decade is BTS. It's not going to hold up next year.
Let me see if I can get a more let me see if I can get a more detailed list so you can get more people from
that's crazy.
From each decade.
All right, Frank Sinatra holds up.
Holds up.
Yeah, Lydia loves Frank Sinatra. I was like, why are we listening to this?
Johnny Cash.
Holds up.
Miles Davis.
Holds up.
Ray Charles.
Holds up.
Nat King Cole.
I don't know. I'm not that you know
him.
This era.
You know him and Bing Crosby from a lot of Christmas hits.
Yeah, holds up. Yeah. What do you, I guess what we're looking for is like, does this age? And like Nicki Minaj does not.
Yeah, I think the like it's still yet to be seen how those
I guess it's yet to be seen.
Artists
we don't know what
there.
The world is.
Because they're in a digital era. It's a totally different. Music is different now.
Music's different.
Like how you market artists, everything is different. We've seen more of Nicki Minaj than we ever saw of Frank Sinatra.
Way more. Way more.
In way shorter of a time.
Yeah. I do like.
I wonder if that makes people sick of artists quicker.
Yeah, they were like, we've had enough. We dispose of them.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what is Johnny Cash doing? And he doesn't, you don't see him until he tours 5 years.
Right.
Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Holds up.
Yeah. Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All this, all these classics. Oh, Beach Boys.
Jimi Hendrix.
All this. Yeah. All this. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Who do we get? Who's, yeah, we got now.
Bieber. Bieber. I think Bieber holds up.
I do too.
That hits.
Yeah. I don't think the Miley Cyrus holds up.
I don't think
Katy Perry holds up. All that.
I think Miley does. I don't think Katy does. Because I think it's also like if you're an artist who does music across genres.
Yeah.
So like Bieber has something for every mood.
Yeah.
That's Eminem's problem. He probably doesn't.
No, it's probably for this specific group.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, I bet it's in a country, but they're big to us.
Country artists.
Like Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Garth Brooks, they're big in art. But like, I know all the black community was like, when Morgan got in trouble for like saying the N-word, that they were all like, we don't know who this guy is.
Yeah. Why is this important?
For our For You page.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy when you think about Lily and I were talking about just like looking at random artists that are like LA based.
Yeah.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
Versus I compare them to like Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Who in Nashville is like the biggest thing. Yeah, I'm like, everyone in the world knows who Morgan Wallen is.
Yeah.
And then you look at these like no name artists from LA have more monthly listeners than Morgan.
And you're like, who?
Who are you?
That's when I went to, we were in Boston doing a show at the Comedy Club and Bad Bunny was at Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait, Fenway Park?
Yeah.
That's the stadium.
Yeah.
He was in there two nights, sold out.
Somebody told me recently that like they had spent some time in Toronto.
Yeah.
And they said Drake is not nearly as mysterious to people in Toronto because he's like out and about in the city. And so he gets seen the same way that like we see country artists here.
Drake's here.
Whereas like to us, we see Drake pop out every now and then. And it's like, ooh, what's he doing? And for them, it's like,
Luke Bryan was at Zany's.
Right.
I was like, what's up, dude?
Yep.
Yeah. And he's like, or I saw him at the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what's up, dude? And I go, yeah, good to see you.
Yep.
And then I was like, I'm trying to putt.
Yeah.
Or I think he said that, kicked me out. But yeah. Oh, yeah. But again, it's For You page.
Yeah.
It's For You page in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this guy's huge. He's like, not really.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you ever carry yourself that when everybody gets in trouble is when they go outside of their For You page.
Yes.
And act like they're in their For You page.
Well said.
They go out of the For You page.
Yes.
If you go out of yours, which you're allowed to,
mm-hmm.
but that's like people at work. They're a big deal at their job.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, in my job or in business consulting, I'm huge.
Yes.
But then I go to a sporting event and no one, you're big here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nashville, I think, is especially.
And you go out
like
of your
too.
For You page and act like you're in your For You page.
Yeah.
That's when it's over.
Stay on your page.
Stay on your page. Or on the internet. Oh, what do we got to do? Some updates? Oh, speaking of, let's get into the jerseys.
Okay, yeah.
Do
you want to tee this up?
Yeah, because this is relevant to Super Bowl. Would you ever wear a jersey?
Yeah.
I've worn a Tony Stewart. This is technically a Tony Stewart
jersey. That's a jersey?
Yeah.
That's a Nashville or a NASCAR equivalent.
Yeah. Is it, let's see. Is it, I've worn a baseball jersey
mm-hmm.
in here.
Yep.
I've worn a baseball jersey on this pod.
Yep.
And I've worn, let's see, basketball. I would never wear a football jersey. I would never wear a hockey jersey. I would never wear a,
why? Why are those hard no's?
Well, basketball sleeveless.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a sleeveless. Okay. I'm not wearing a tank top unless I'm going to the beach.
But I think that's a good time to wear it.
I don't have one. I wouldn't wear one.
I have a
Compton High School DeMar DeRozan jersey.
Oh, I like basketball. Oh,
it's my favorite. Dude?
Where do you wear it?
To the beach.
Yeah, you
can. Or to the pool.
Yeah, you wouldn't wear
That's
it.
That's it.
Yeah, nowhere else. No one wants to see a guy in a tank top.
No, I agree.
Well, what if you wear a shirt underneath it?
Then you're
not. Nah, dude, it's like wearing a shirt to the pool. What? Take in that the off. Pool? What are you doing? Yeah. What's happening?
What about a hoodie? I feel like a hoodie underneath an NBA jersey is kind of a cool look.
I think that's a northern move.
I thought that was a California move.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, northern, like a Portland jersey.
People do that back home for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'd go baseball. Yeah, baseball.
Baseball jersey is easy too because you can wear it unbuttoned.
Yeah. Yeah, go to, watch this clip.
Okay.
Or jersey.
But my kids wear jerseys of sports players. Because you'll never wear another man's last name on your back if it's not your last name. Because I want my kids to understand that our last name is the best last name in the world. And if they truly feel that, every waking day, they're going to give 100% effort in everything they do because their last name's attached to it. And it's got to mean something to them. Because your first name can mean anything, but that last name, that's something that's going to be passed down for generations to come. That's your legacy. Well, I don't let my...
In this week's episode of Is This Real or a Sketch, dude? Dude, your first name doesn't matter. That's, by the way, as the man, that's me
right.
on your jersey.
Right.
That's me on your jersey, dude.
Right.
Represent us.
Yeah,
well,
I gave you that.
Represent me.
Yeah.
What do you mean your first name could be anything? Your first name doesn't matter.
Right.
The last name, that's it.
Dude, this guy, super tough.
Tough, dude.
Super tough guy. And I knew it as soon as I heard the music. That's how I knew he was tough.
That's a Pink Floyd. Who am I to disagree?
That song has become like the universal tough guy TikTok.
Is it? Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy, the guy we were talking about who manifests his own stuff, that guy uses it all the time.
Yeah.
It's just for those guys.
I guess, you know what the problem with being self-aware is? You can't do this.
I know.
I feel like when I went to rehab, I had like I got, dude, I'll just tell you, two scenarios last day.
Yeah.
Where like, I was like annoyed at Lydia for something, but like, I'm also like, man, I do a lot of annoying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't be like, I'm going to do something annoying tomorrow mm-hmm. to her. And I would like a certain level of
grace,
leniency. Yes. And like, we'll get to that Joe Biden tweet
yep.
that I thought was insane. I thought that was so insane and it infuriated me to heights that I've never experienced, which is part of the reason I was like, I got to get off the internet for the week. Cause nice. This is so absolutely mind boggling. But you go, well, the other guy that was there for 4 years did some tweeted some wild things.
Yeah.
So you go, I don't know. I guess I can't.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when I was like, I'm just tired of everything?
Yeah.
This is the thought process that I was in.
Yeah.
Is like so self-aware on it that you immediately see both sides and you just go,
yeah, you just. I wish I was. I wish I was like,
it's so apathetic.
Yeah.
Like, you never mind.
Gosh,
forget it. Forget an opinion. I don't have any. It doesn't matter.
It just like you go, I want to fight or stand up or speak my mind or not protest, but like, but then you're like, man, dude, I am so barely here.
Mm-hmm.
Not barely here, but like, I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
And like, if someone like gets on the internet or like, Taylor Swift wants to like make a scene at the Super Bowl or you go, I don't know.
Yeah. Go for it.
Not like,
I think where I'm missing right now, and it sounds like where you're at too, is like the next step. I start to fall into like this defeatist mindset of like, everything sucks.
Yeah,
and I think instead it should be like, everything is just everything.
Everything is
and
just
like,
everything.
And that's fine. Yeah. And let it happen. And then like, just focus on myself. Yeah. Cause all that external stuff doesn't actually matter.
Yeah. We'll get back to this in a second.
But
don't leave this on here. Yeah. Run up the views for him for a little bit.
All right, is that how that works?
Yeah,
If I loop it, it runs up views?
I don't know.
I don't think that's how that goes.
All right. We were driving through from Wichita Falls, Texas to from Amarillo to Wichita Falls, which is America.
Yeah, that's all
There's no interstates. Mm-hmm. We got to go on these like back roads, small towns. We're going from one small Texas city to another, mm-hmm. driving 3 hours, right? So a lot of every 15 miles, there's a little city. They have a subway and a gas station. And like, this is America.
Yeah.
All right. So we get to this one city and there's like a, it's like a, there's a lot of people like walking in this, like not a lot of people, not a, like a trailer park scenario going on. Okay. And this guy has like this big, like F Joe Biden, like, and I go, and that Mandolin, Caleb were in there. I was like, dude, the arrogance to look at your situation and think this is the president's fault. Mm-hmm. I go, dude, you got so many other things that you could, this is not, to think that your terrible situation is because of the president mm-hmm. is crazy. Look in the mirror, dude, go sweep your house. That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, cut the grass.
Yeah.
Like you're on the internet being like Joe Biden, X, Y, and Z. And you're like, dude, that's, if you haven't in 4 years, if the other guy's in charge, you're still going to be here.
Yes.
And the idea that it's his fault is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like look inwards,
look
at yourself.
Yeah. Look at, yeah. That's not his fault. Mm-hmm. That's what we're saying. It's everybody on the internet going,
there's so much noise that I think that's really, is there so much going on and it's really hard, I think, to step away from it.
Yeah.
Because it also becomes so culturally relevant to you. Yeah. So then you always want to, you're always in conversation about it.
Yeah.
It's all anybody's talking about. Everybody sees it. It's like, no, who cares, dude?
Well, because so we were deciding and ended up, the venue ended up canceling the show in Lubbock.
Yeah.
Right. And it was like, well, if we went out to that show, let's say there's a lot of snow, let's say 500 people came. Or the half of the people couldn't make it because of icy roads or whatever. And then we're like, well, that would be the most memorable Super Bowl I've ever had.
Absolutely.
The most memorable Christmas I ever had was in rehab. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting on a metal chair eating Fruit Loops with two dudes that have been kicked out of other rehab centers. And we were just like, what's up?
The best, some of the best vacations I've taken are ones that like things go awry and you gotta figure it out.
And you're like, dude, do you remember, what do you remember where you did for the Super Bowl last year? No. Year before? No. And I watched every one.
Right.
I remember one in Denver with my buddy Tyler. I remember one in Indianapolis with my buddy Tyler. I remember the Super Bowl when the Atlanta Falcons played in mm-hmm. Chicago with my buddy Isaac. And I've watched every one.
Yep.
And if you're like, dude, we did that one where it was snowing in Lubbock and we did the show, comedy show.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
For sure.
Yeah. You got to... It's too many things. Mm-hmm. It's too many things. And if this podcast is anything, it would be like a release from that.
Mm.
Or help you cope or deal with it versus
it is for me when we record it.
That's for me.
When I just come in and we get to have these conversations, that helps my week. Yeah. For sure. I look forward to Tuesday mornings.
And I hope it does the same way. Everybody comes to the meet and greet of the comedy show and says exactly that. They go, man, this is unbelievable. These 2 hours. Like, I hope it helped you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's versus wild. Adding to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Now this guy in the jersey.
Circle back.
100%, their last name is attached to it. I like how you have all your kids and they're going to see this. You're like, your first name means nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, thanks,
Gave it
Dad.
To you on a whim.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rolled the dice.
Yeah. I got this. I got.
It's about my name.
Yeah.
It's the about one that I name. Passed on to you.
Why don't I let my kids wear jerseys on your back? First of all, why is your name on your back? What jersey are you wearing with your family name on the back? It's like Harris. He's like, who's that?
Moon.
My family.
His last name is Moon.
Yeah. Why are you wearing a jersey of yourself?
It's branded on their backs.
They get tattooed young?
Yeah. I don't. Do you go with Legos on the back of a jersey?
Yeah, I rip off whatever patch is there before.
Put you?
And then I put mine on it.
I don't like them. I don't like them. I have a couple with it.
I take off the Mahomes.
Yeah.
Put my own name on
it. I can get on board with making like a joke, like a joke or something on the back of it.
Yeah.
But your own name, no.
It's wild.
People have made them for me. Like when I throw out the first pitch somewhere, like I get it's like the Braves with my name on the back. Sure.
And that's when you can frame that, put it in a box of your house. It's like,
yeah,
that's a commemorative of the time that they gave that to you as a gift and you threw out the first pitch.
Yeah,
that's
can't. Cool. You can't.
No, and the
make
number,
your own.
The number one reason why you know you can't do it is because when Carlos Gonzalez played for the Rockies in Denver, he would wear his own jersey when he'd go out around town to run errands.
No, he wouldn't.
So that people would look at him and go, is that Cargo? Nah, can't be. He would never wear his own jersey and keep it moving. That's a true story.
Oh, that's smart.
And it worked.
That's smart. Yeah.
Until people found out.
Is that Kobe Bryant?
And then it was like, dude, you wear your own jersey.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough look. Yeah. I would say in the jersey rankings for let me think. The jersey rankings for a casual afternoon out, you're going to go one, baseball, undone.
Agreed.
Baseball open with a shirt underneath.
Agreed.
I'll give you that. Because I saw a dude at church with a 49ers jersey. No. Mm-hmm. And I said to my buddy, I go, your freaking brother better be Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Or you can't just be a fan.
Those are huge numbers too.
Yeah.
Giant numbers on the front. Yeah. Giant numbers on the shoulders.
Giant.
Like, huge.
Yeah. Am I saying that everybody in my church is white?
Yes. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
I just thought of that.
Yeah.
Your brother better be Christian McCaffrey. We know what kind of church.
Yeah. Yeah. Immediately we know. That's awesome.
Your brother better
just
be
outed your whole church.
One white guy on the team.
Yeah.
No, I go to a non-denominational church. Yeah. So
for sure.
I think he had a jacket on over it.
Okay.
Which is fine.
All right.
Jacket on over it. You can't go anything. Yeah. You wear a jacket over it. That's fine.
You said it earlier. Basketball jerseys are for pool
absolutely
and beach only.
Absolutely not. Absolutely never a basketball jersey.
Yep.
Hockey. No.
I think hockey's a cool look, but I think it's got to be like
winter
and it's got to be at like a rooftop bar.
Yeah.
But it's cold and there's like space heaters on top. Like, I think that's the only time you can wear that or going to a hockey game.
Yeah. Obviously going to the game is allowed. But yeah. What's baseball, basketball, football? Yeah, football jerseys.
Soccer jerseys?
And football jerseys.
Hold on. Soccer jerseys?
Yeah, but those used to be big. Mm-hmm. Remember in like the 2006, 7, 8? Mm-hmm. Like white kids everywhere were wearing like a soccer jersey.
I was one of them.
Yeah.
For sure.
I haven't seen any you think soccer it's a no, jersey though? In forever.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're probably the most fashion friendly.
Probably worldwide. It's probably like, Patrick Mahomes is the most selling jersey of all time. Yeah, here, dude.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, in Kansas City.
In Kansas City, bro. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in the world, dude. Yeah. You ever heard of Ronaldo? Yeah. You ever heard of Pele? You ever heard of Messi? Dude, stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen, but I think what happens is if you wear that, you better be able to explain.
For sure.
You better be explained who that is, who they're playing for currently, what position they're in, what ranking they're in. You better be able to describe the context of that, because what was happening in the 06s, 07, 8, 9s is they were just wearing them.
Yeah. I think the soccer jersey passes the test because it has sleeves.
Yeah.
And it has the smallest numbers. Just has the number on the back and that's it.
And maybe just nothing up front.
Yeah. It's probably a sponsor.
Yeah. You could rock, but sponsor like here, not even here. Yep. Sometimes it's here. Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. I could never. I mean, if you go, soccer jersey is fine. Never. Somebody, you ever seen the guy wear a football, but it's like the real one with like the, it's like
with the cinch sleeves.
Yeah. For the, I was like, dude, this is for pads. Yeah. You don't have pads. You look insane. Or it used to be like when the players would have to wear them for promotional stuff and they didn't have the pads on.
Yeah.
Like this jersey looks nuts.
Yeah. They look like they have prom dress sleeves on from the 80s.
Yeah.
Like just kind of puffy.
Yeah, it's like, go
it's
for
like
it,
Napoleon
dude.
Dynamite. Oh, like your sleeves. They're real
sleeves. What else do you want to get to? You want to do this week's episode, by the way, brought to you by Rocket Money.
Sure is.
Oh, yeah. By the way, do you ever feel like money is just flying out of your account?
Yes.
Andrew?
Oh, yeah.
And you have no idea where it's going? Well, I know.
Oh.
And it's all those subscriptions, dude. Think about it. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, and parenting apps, it's endless. Sounds like you need Rocket Money.
Yeah.
Maybe over 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about, which is my biggest... I just signed up for CapCut. Is there a lot of videos on, and they were like $99 for the next level.
Yeah.
And I was like, I use this a ton.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Tile is what I got.
Nice.
Cause it was on $99 to like track them.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, I guess here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. After my golf clubs. But I was like, they were like, hey, do you want this? And I'm like, yeah.
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 Need that.
And some of the businesses are just set up for subscriptions.
Oh, for sure.
You're like, oh, this is your business model.
Yes.
Subscriptions.
They know. And they know you'll forget. They're betting on that you'll forget. For sure.
Over 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Think of the many free trials. Yep. You subscribe to and they probably never canceled. That's why we love Rocket Money, a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year. That's unbelievable. Think about how many subscriptions you could buy with that. That's a joke. Okay, over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. That is about as much. That's so much money that Biden can send to Ukraine. Not in the ad, dude. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/net positive. That's rocketmoney.com/net positive, or hit the link in the episode description below.
That's such a concise tagline. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Boom. Yeah, of course.
Shout out to Nate Parkatzi, one of the best in the business. Mm-hmm. We were down at Zany's last night for our new material Monday.
Nice.
And I had to come in and run a couple jokes, and he was down there too. And he did a bit about getting stopped in the mall parking lot. And then somebody asking him for I'm not going to do his bit, but for like save the planet. He's This is a lot to discuss here.
Yeah.
Like the planet, the whole thing. And he's like, he tried to give him cash and he didn't have it. And he was like, well, here, I'll give you a credit card. And then he said, no, I need your email for the receipt. And the joke is, well, I gave my wife's email because she'll get it and put a stop to this.
Nice.
Like she'll be like, no.
I love that.
That's unbelievable. Miracle Made. Also a pod sponsor, whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, one thing that will help, and that is better sleep. I woke up on Miracle Made sheets this morning, baby. Tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve sleep of over 20%. Miracle Made's got it all, baby. Self-cooling properties for better quality sleep, self-cleaning, luxurious comfort and quality, better for your skin. Stop sleeping on bacterial clean. Clean sheets mean less bacteria to clog your pores and fewer breakouts and other skin problems. They can do it all, baby. Those Miracle Made sheets are also they match the rest of my comforter perfectly.
Oh, that's really nice.
But I think you can choose.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of different colors. Mm-hmm. Go to trymiracle.com/net positive to try Miracle Made sheets today. Sleep like the greats. Sleep like me and Alex. Sleep with me and Alex now. In spirit.
Yeah. Metaphoric.
What if they were like, hey, we can only send you one sheets, but you guys have to both try it.
You have to give them a shot.
So before you talk about it, you have to experience it.
We're like, dude, just have to have a slumber party.
Come over, dude. Sleep on these sheets.
Yeah. We're like, can a nap suffice? Can we just nap on them maybe? Do we have to do a full night?
No. If someone sleeps in your bed one time, do you change the sheets?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do too.
Also, who would sleep in my bed one time?
No, like if somebody stays the night at your house.
Oh, sure.
Like in my guest room.
Sure. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
No, but sometimes like we've come home from like tour, we get home at like 4 a.m. and then Derek has like a flight at like 8.
Yeah.
So he's only there for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Change sheets or no?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What if he sleeps on top?
Yeah. I'm changing whatever he was on.
If you're sleeping on the comforter, then...
What about the couch? Can't change the couch.
New couch, dude. Burning the couch. Need a new couch.
Perfect way to give someone the love of better sleep. More luxurious sleep. Save over 40. What's so funny about that? Save over 40%. Be sure to use our promo code NETPOSITIVE at checkout and save even more. Get 3 free towels. Miracle Made is... Lydia's in on this, by the way.
Good.
Yeah, Lydia's heavy.
She has good taste.
Miracle Made. She sent me a photo of her bed.
Nice.
And I was like, what is this? She's like, the sheets. I go, oh, yeah.
No.
You're showing me the sheets.
That's where my head went for sure.
Oh, no. Yeah. The sheets. Oh, because, yeah. So Miracle Made. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. That's where I
thought. The sponsor.
That's what I thought first. Yeah. 100%. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made, baby. Go to trymiracle.com/net positive and use the code NET. Positive to claim your 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, try miracle.com/net positive or hit the link in the episode description below. Oh,
we got news, John. We got news.
Big news. Breaking. We need a breaking news.
Yeah, we do.
What is it? The OnlyFans mom?
Sure.
Oh, is that the breaking news?
Sure.
Oh, oh, that's the news we can go to. Yep. Yeah. Update for the story that was broke last week. Well, we didn't break it. What am I talking about? We talked about OnlyFans mom. That we did?
I think we broke it.
We broke it.
There's a OnlyFans, the mom that had her kids in Christian school, and she had an OnlyFans ad on the back of her on the back of her car.
Dodge Durango?
Yeah. Yeah, Dodge Durango with racing stripes.
Also, I'm just realizing this.
Yeah.
License plate in the photo.
Tag in the photo is
crazy.
That's
crazy.
Wait, I never understood that. Why you couldn't do that?
Well, I could just call in and say, anonymous, hi, license plate, Florida. I'm not going to say it on the podcast but license plate that.
I don't want to be involved.
I just saw them doing XYZ.
Yeah. But is that admissible in court?
I don't know.
But I always, because people always.
Harvey Specter would say otherwise.
Oh, yeah, dude. Plus one, dude. Plus one for Andrew.
Do we have to keep track of Andrew if Andrew's net positive at the end of an episode? Yes,
dude. Yeah. That's the Andrew tracker.
I think he's up one right now.
Somebody on the, because he's up. He was up.
I think I'm up three, dude.
He was up one, down to zero.
What and put
now
me
he's
down
up,
to
now
zero,
he's up one,
dude.
I think. What put him down to zero?
I forget what the joke was, but I don't know. It was a good joke.
Yeah, no, it was a blanket and brick wall or something like that.
Bobby Altus track kids. And on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
Blanket and brick wall.
On the YouTube comments, rate Andrew's episode if he's
track
plus,
it. You
plus
track
or
it.
Minus. Or
track it live.
Yeah.
Oh, we need a chart. Yeah.
When you finish viewing.
Yeah.
Give him a plus one or whatever it was. Yeah.
I think I get the Bobby Altop joke.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
So that's a plus. Yeah. And you watch the YouTube and you can see like engagement. I watch my special, like here's the most shared.
Yes.
And you're like, here's the best jokes. Yeah. This is the Andrew tracker. So you can't put, because I always do like, dude, you put their license plate in. I'm like, I don't know. So like if you're, I guess, I remember being outside of my neighborhood and I took a photo with like an Escalade or something to try to be like, and then the plate was in there. Mm-hmm. So technically, if the guy, let's say the guy was like cheating on his wife or something.
Right.
And he was there and your photo outed him.
Right.
And you could sue him for that.
Yeah, I guess.
What?
I don't know, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Yeah, here we go.
This is from 2012.
Oh, but here. Yeah. Should you bother obscuring people's license plate from your photos?
As we read through the article.
Yeah, I just don't know. That's like a fear that it's like everybody that I probably would not subscribe to.
The general thinking behind pixelating or blurring license plates is based on the idea that with your license plate number, more information can be revealed about the car's owner with or without their consent.
What information?
Right. Argument against obscuring the tags is that they're already open to public views. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So what could you do with the information is what we need to know. And nobody in this article is telling us.
But you know how like everybody on like Craigslist, like Facebook Marketplace is like, here's my car for sale, but blurred the license plate. I go, dude, this is a 1992 Toyota Seneca. Mm-hmm. No one cares about this car.
Well, you could probably look up the registration of the car with the license plate.
And see where
the registration is addressed to. And then everybody on Facebook.
You can't. There's no way you can find that publicly.
You don't think so?
Someone where that car is their home address.
Yeah. I mean, your registration is linked to your home address and your registration is linked to your license plate. So
somebody in the comments explain this to us. It's a lawyer. We need a lawyer.
Yeah. Come on.
What info can you get with a license plate? It looks like it can include vehicle records such as maintenance, driver, criminal, accident and repossession history, mileage and natural damage information. So doesn't look like a vehicle, address, but so it can give like, you the owner.
Yeah, and the criminal record of the vehicle, not the person. You can't link a driver's license to a person, can you?
Yeah, no, because I guess then you could just literally drive around and just like mark license plates and then go
to those
people's houses.
Right.
That's like one of those things that like you're like, oh, I thought, yeah, one personal information can you obtain? No.
Yeah, it doesn't look like you can find name.
Yeah, no.
I don't think so. Or address.
What's the – yeah.
Anyways,
just put people's license plate. Yeah, but she's also has her OnlyFans on her car. So
yeah, yeah so this, she doesn't this lines seem, up. Sounds yeah. like she wants to be found.
You know what I want to do is I want to have a little. This is definitely illegal. Oh, I got to tell you guys about my parking thing.
Okay,
I'm going to bring this in. Okay, this is we used to do. I'm embarrassed to say this, but when I was in high school,
fair,
we used to do pranks on like the drive-thrus.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah, okay.
Now, that was also a very trendy thing at the time.
Yeah, now don't do it anymore because we're adults and those people are, yeah. But sure. I would put a, in my trunk, I would put a blanket over my license plate, which is wildly illegal.
Oh, so they wouldn't know that it was your car when you did the pranks.
Yeah, which is like, nobody cares, dude, first of all.
That's a good move.
Yeah, nobody cares.
You were thinking ahead more than most were.
Now, I want to go have one of the things go zzz, and it just goes down when I go into any like parking garage.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
but that's
nice.
Wildly illegal.
Definitely is.
Yeah. I was meaning on telling this to the podcast, but I haven't. So in I've been keeping track since January 1st. I don't pay for parking.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Okay.
I don't pay for parking anywhere in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I've committed to it for the whole year.
I love this.
Hold on. Wait. So I have a piece of paper and a pen in my glove box.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go somewhere and then I don't pay for parking, I write down how much the parking was. And
You're tracking your savings.
I was up $275 in January and then I got booted, which knocked me down $114 plus a $75 ticket. But it was minus the $30 I would have paid to park there.
This is just like tracking Andrew's episodes.
Yeah, it's the same type
You're
thing.
You're doing the same thing.
So I'm up currently about $67.
Nice day.
I've never paid for parking anywhere.
$67. Let's go, dude. That's huge.
Yeah, the booting hurt me. It was that one down, right down on like Printer's Alley where I knew.
Can't win them all.
Yeah. But then it was $30 to park there. And then I just said, screw it. And then I'm going to stay here all day. And I Ubered to the next spot I was at. So I got $30 back because I stayed there again.
What made you do this?
Well, okay. Some people charge for parking and some don't. And if you're going to say, because it's all the QR codes now.
Right.
I was like, if you're going to do that, you also have to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're paying for.
Yes.
Is you have to, so I'm not like, if you're like, is this stealing? I go, well, if I do receive the penalty, I will pay it. It's like Dave Chappelle, like smoking in a restaurant. You're like, dude, you can't do that. He's like, well, what's the penalty? I'll pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know you were on that level.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, I am. Oh, no, I'm not saying, if I go negative, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm currently in the positive.
I'm curious to see where this is going to land at the end of the year though.
Yeah.
Like what your balance is going to be.
Plus or minus?
I think you'll be plus.
Way plus. But you already be way plus because you didn't fool with the QR, fool with all that stuff every time I go, I'm never paying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just take the penalty. Now, the only thing that could hurt me is booting, which you go to cost of time.
Because
that should factor. If you had to wait 30 minutes for the boot guy to come, that hurts you.
Yep.
But all the other ones, whatever ticket is, I'll just pay it.
Also, if the ticket like compounds, I don't know if that's the right word, but like if you get the third ticket at that one lot.
Yeah.
And then it's like a $500 ticket versus like a $75 ticket.
Yeah.
That could get risky.
If it's like rollover dollars, like tickets.
And then, they're like, we got you. And also you have six other ones.
Mm-hmm. Or this is your third offense.
Yeah.
Also, I'm just, that rollover reference probably doesn't make sense to younger listeners.
Yeah. Oh, like, right? Like texting.
Because rollover minutes and rollover texting.
Yeah, like, they don't know what that is.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah. I didn't even know what you meant.
Wow.
Plus point. Plus point for Andrew.
Yeah.
Great. Shoot.
Right. Yeah.
Rollover minutes and Usher. They go, we don't know who these people are. The OnlyFans mom says her kids have been expelled from Christian school due to her OnlyFans ad on her car.
You don't say.
In the most obvious headline of all time. Hey, guy that commits murder goes to jail.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Lady that has OnlyFans gets kicked out of Christian school.
Would you look at that?
Well. Because what happens at Christian school? I don't know. Probably Christian stuff.
Yeah.
And if you don't do Christian stuff, then they kick you out.
Yeah, they say you shouldn't
be. I think
that's
how that works.
Yeah, pretty sure.
I think that's how that works.
Yeah.
Initially, Michelle Klein said the school was making her park across the street, which is hilarious.
I love that that was their fix.
Yeah. Let's, you know what? Park across the street and don't wear tank tops. That's your fit. Yeah.
She was like, done. She showed up with no shirt.
That's not what
no
we
tank
meant.
Tops,
other parents say there's an easy solution. Klein should just take the decal off her car. Oh, they're trying to meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Take the decal off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one seemed like this is an easy thing to say for sure. But for me, you know, it supports my family. This provides a very comfortable way of life for us. And it's legal. You know, I pay taxes. It's just like everyone else. I'm not breaking the law. I just offended some people. Also, not Christian.
Yeah.
And the school says we're Christian.
Yeah.
So those are the rules there.
Yep.
Just say, hey, you can't wear jeans to work except on Friday. Mm-hmm. You wear jeans on Thursday. Hey, you can't work here anymore. Why not? Because you got to wear khakis.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to wear spiritual khakis. And this is a spiritual tank top. You're done.
I think that it also says the letter from the school.
Yeah.
So it says your family's enrollment with LCPS is terminated effective immediately.
Yeah.
For promoting a pornographic website. Mm-hmm. But then it says your children can enroll again.
Yeah.
If you remove the decals from your vehicle. So they're giving her a road back.
Yeah.
Just take the signage off.
I would just say, yeah, a road that's in the true way of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're offering her salvation.
Yeah. We welcome you back. I would say you take the decals off and the racing stripes. I would just put that in. You
know how it all together.
Yeah. You know how when they pass a law, like for like money for whatever, like, and there's also like the politicians get to redesign the city hall. It's right. Like a, what do they call that? They throw that
stuff
in
the that bill. They just add into the yeah, bill. Like, yeah.
Also, you got to take away the racing stripes. What? Yeah. No, it's not Christian. Yeah. It's just embarrassing.
Yes.
Just, we got to get this in writing.
Yeah.
You got to take that off.
Now. I like that. I like that a lot. I also think it's so dumb because like, how many people do you think are coming to her website from her decal versus like her social media content?
Yeah. From at the school.
Like how, yeah. Like how much marketing is
there's no way this is. Yeah.
The car's not paying the bills. The website is.
The website is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way.
I hope she gets right.
What do we hope for her future?
I don't care.
Yeah, it's too much.
I mean, good
it's
for you. Much. Do yeah. your thing, man. Go make. I hope she continues to pay her bills and feed her family. That's what
Christian
I hope.
School. Yeah. Yeah. Tough. You hate to see it. Hope she's doing well though. Shout
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Here we go. Along the same lines, Tennessee Republican wants to make Bible the state book of Tennessee.
Sure does.
Here we go. The Tennessee Republican, Gino Bulso from Brentwood. Oh, yeah. That checks out.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Wants to make this Bible, along with other works, the official state book of Tennessee.
Hmm.
Well, and I'm on this team.
We all
this
are.
This is the team I'm on. Mm-hmm. I would, if you're taking things to the legislature, and this is important, but let's make the solutions to potholes 101 first.
Yes.
Let's clear that up.
Prioritize that.
Let's, I'm saying.
Let's focus it, on
now
that.
We're on the team.
Yep.
We're on the team.
Yep.
100%. But let's.
Have you ever thought about what our state book was?
I didn't know there was a state book.
Me neither.
That's like a state bird.
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah. So if you're like, with all this stuff going on, you're like, we need to change it from a raven to a parakeet. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know what compelling argument you could have for this that ignores all the other stuff going on.
Yeah, to me, this says, this headline basically, like if you read between the lines, it just says, Tennessee politicians bored.
Yeah,
that's what that is. Like they're just
yeah,
they're just bored.
Tennessee politicians got nothing on the docket.
Yeah,
yeah. Or Tennessee Republican Republican wants to get reelected.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Dude.
All right. They go. Okay, we made it the state book. Now what?
Right.
You know what? I don't. What do they do? Put it in the libraries. What do they do with it?
I don't know. I think it just is listed.
Yeah, it's just
it's just what about now it is.
Yeah, all the homelessness and crime and high taxes and potholes and what about all that?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's still
it's like that meme that shows like a picture of the world.
Yeah,
and then it says like the day before they made the Bible the Tennessee state book, and then it's the same picture of the world, and it says the day after.
Yeah, same Bible. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
You're like, hey, the Bible is in schools. Hey, you know what else is in schools? Guns.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, oh my God.
No, dude. Am I lying?
No, you're right, dude.
Yeah. Maybe that. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Yeah.
And that's an everybody issue.
Yeah.
That's an everybody issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's make security the normal policy for our schools.
It's like, hey, we took. That took the Ten Commandments out of the, I go, have you seen the Ten Commandments? following that, that's what you want. Mm-hmm. People following the Bible. Mm-hmm. That left a long time ago.
Yes, I mean, separation of church and state. Yeah. Remember that?
Whoops. Oh, so this is Brentwood. I didn't see his Brentwood until just now. And that checks out.
Yep, for sure. Yeah.
We support it, though. I'd vote for it.
Go for it.
Yeah, we know her name now.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. What first human Neuralink implanted.
Yeah.
Oh, big energy.
This is big.
Yeah, this is... all right, well, okay, let me just read it. The first, Elon Musk, directly from the Twitter mouth of Elon Musk, which... Say what you want about Elon Musk. He's behind his own Twitter.
For sure.
He's the guy.
Yeah, nobody else has that.
That guy doing that, and you can tell.
Yeah.
100%. Joe Biden? No.
No.
No, dude, no.
Trump?
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you, all right, we'll get to that later.
Yep.
So, Elon Musk, and this is, I don't know him, but I know that he said, the first human received an implant from Neuralink yesterday and is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike in detection. So this is a chip implanted in someone's brain.
Yeah.
Correct? Mm-hmm. To do what?
I believe it gives you access to like the internet, essentially. So I think the ideal scenario as it evolves is your brain has a direct connect to all info available to humankind at all times.
And it's a chip.
Wait, what?
I think
so. In your brain.
I think so.
Isn't Neuralink the like Wi-Fi?
Satellites? Look it up. Look it up.
No, that's Starlink. Starlink? Stargate. Starlink.
Neuralink. I thought, still kind of convinced the Tesla logo looks like Jesus hanging on the cross. I don't think. I never put that together.
A lot of Christians are saying it's Mark of the Beast.
Yeah.
Dude, that's insane.
I think that's the goal.
Plus or minus.
I don't actually understand.
Just having an idea.
Yeah. I just have a, yeah. Nah. Nah. What? No, hold on. I can't speak. Ding, 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 ding. What the? Look up what Neuralink is. Yeah, it's a chip. I know it's a computer chip that's put in somebody's brain, right?
Yep. So Neuralink is a brain chip startup founded by Elon Musk in 2016. The device is the size of a coin.
Yep.
It is surgically implanted in the skull.
Yeah.
It uses electrical currents to monitor and stimulate brain activity.
Yeah.
The device is equipped with 1,024 electrodes that can pick up signals and neurons. And this is not giving me the info that I want.
I think it's for mental health.
Here it is. Neuralink's initial goal is to allow people to control devices using their thoughts alone.
Oh my gosh,
interesting.
Dude.
This could help people with paralysis communicate by remotely controlling devices.
Okay.
Cool. Neuralink's brain machine interface, BCI, is initially targeting medical uses, but may ultimately drive the symbiosis between humans and artificial intelligence.
So like, I know the guy he's paralyzed and he has a keyboard and he can like look at the letters and it spells out.
Right.
Like he could communicate, right? So it's the next level of that.
Yes.
In essence, you can, for people with, I'm guessing it's people with illnesses, right?
Disabilities.
Yes. So yeah, you can communicate better and get a lot, but the Antichrist side is, it's putting a chip in your brain and then they control it, right?
And even like what I thought about it is clearly not the intended use initially.
Well,
but that's what I had heard about it.
Also, the Super Bowl is the biggest, most viewed TV program of all time.
Of all time.
All time.
Yep.
Yeah.
By far, don't look it up, but it is.
Fully implanted, cosmetically invisible, and designed to let you control a computer or mobile device anywhere you go. Yeah. So you can think about starting your Tesla and starts.
Right.
You don't have to.
What, dude?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I gotta say, dude,
that's pretty cool.
Sick. Because I already like that when my keys in my pocket and I touch my car handle, it unlocks.
Yeah, dude.
So this is just the next step.
It's a little bit too risky for me, I think.
You're out?
I'm out on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what if you get hacked?
Yeah, just
what if
like
you get hacked?
Yeah.
Literally with the.
What if?
Yeah.
Machete and they take your.
They take your nerve.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got it. Yeah. What if you get hacked? Yeah, so basically, well, that's like all the cars now. It's like you should turn it on, and then all the cars are getting so. Have you seen those cars that are like you've used up your emissions for the day, and then it just shuts you out?
No,
they're like, what? You can't drive anymore because you're like if you live in like New York City or one of those cities, they can turn off your car.
What?
You can't use it. So,
nah, dude.
I'm out on that.
You're out on that?
Get out of there.
Dude, yeah. What if your Neuralink like malfunctions? You have to go get full-blown brain surgery?
Yeah, well, that's repaired? No, but like if you're...
Should we join the patient registry? I'm on the site right now.
Dude, I'm not... No, dude, you're already Googled it. You're already done. Dude.
I'm already in the system.
They're going to be knocking on your door.
What kind of info do you think they want?
We're here. They want everything, dude.
Sure.
Yeah.
Start your application.
Dude, let me... Is this...
This is interesting, actually.
Yeah.
So they ask three questions to start. Are you an adult, 18 or older?
Yep.
Are you a U.S. resident? Because obviously we're only looking to help U.S. citizens here. And three, do you have any of the following conditions? Quadriplegia.
This is exactly what I said. Thank you.
Paraplegia.
Yep.
Visual impairment or blindness.
Yes.
Aphasia. Don't know. Oh, the inability to speak.
Yep.
Hearing impairment or deafness.
Exactly what I thought it was.
Major limb amputation.
Yeah. So you go, but that's every technological advancement. They go, this is going to help this. Mm-hmm. But you also go, well, now that we're in here, right? Let's just tell them who to vote for or something like that.
I hit yes to the first two and then no to the last one. And then it said, unfortunately, your app can't be submitted. We're only accepting applications from individuals with qualifying conditions.
Fair.
Cool.
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
And that's what all the Christians are saying. This is how it starts.
Yeah, sure.
Right. This is posted from Blurry Creatures, dude.
Yeah, it was. Our buddies over at Blurry Creatures.
A shout out to my buddies at Blurry Creatures. Yeah. That's where you found this?
Yeah.
Well, that is true. That is an Elon Musk. Yeah.
Yep.
No wonder those comments are like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Listen, I have another confession.
Okay.
So I called my business manager. And so I don't even know what level of, I don't even know how this is going to come across.
Go for it.
And I said, I need $10,000 in 20s. Mm-hmm. And they go, obviously, why? Obviously, that's the next question. Why?
A lot of thoughts. Just one to start. Why?
Super quick up top. Why?
Let's start there.
And they go, what is it, a business or a personal expense? They got to track it for taxes. And I obviously would never have requested something like that ever.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to put it in a safe at my house.
Cool.
But is this a slippery slope for me to like the prepping stage?
Yeah.
No, dude. No. Okay. I said, can I get, and you know what they said?
No.
No, they didn't say no. They said, well, they don't, you can't just go get it. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? They go, you can't just go get $10,000. You got to like set up a plan. You got to plan it with them.
With who?
The bank.
Because they don't have $10,000.
Yeah, I go, that's why this is terrifying.
Oh, okay. I understand.
That confirms my choice to get it.
For sure. You just discovered the flaw in the banking system, which is they're actually loaning out the money on the back end.
Yeah, they don't have it. So like, I was like, all right, well, if like doomsday, I got like, I guess my first step was a gun. Mm-hmm. So I got that. Mm-hmm. And now I have a safe. And now this is my third step. Is this a slippery slope down to like, where does this take me in my 70s? Am I in a bunker growing my own tomatoes?
Yeah. Does this thing snowball?
Yeah. Does this keep going is what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just confessing this up top.
It does.
It does?
Yeah, for sure, bro. Come on. Come on, man. You went from not thinking about this to buying a gun and having cash in a safe at your house, and you're concerned about the federal banking system. You're snowballing, sir.
Dude, am I going? Am I going down?
You better hope you hit something soon.
Shoot, dude.
To stop you from rolling.
Yeah, because I just go, hey, we should probably get like some canned goods and just like keep them in the garage. Mm-hmm. That's my next step.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then after that, you move out into the middle of wherever, in Tennessee, and you're like, somebody's hey, we don't.
Or farming now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got my own food.
All right. This is my last step.
Okay.
This is as far as I'm going.
Your final form. This is it.
Yeah. Also, yeah, it's not going well for me. all right, let me just tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
This is, so I was going to make a joke with, I was going to, this is a lot of personal things going on in this podcast. The parking thing.
Yeah.
Now the prepping. Mm-hmm. And now third. So I was going to make a joke. I would be hilarious if I was like sitting in church and I looked over the guy's shoulder and he was setting his like fantasy lineup for like the Super Bowl. And I go, really, in church? So I was going to create this. We'd get my buddy, sit behind me. I'll do it. And then him like record like the pastor and then like zoom in on me.
Yep.
And it's like a barstool type tweet, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. It seems funny.
It's like Ern at the gym with funny. Opening the...
And I was like, this would be funny.
Yeah.
So I'm on the way to church and I was like, well, let me just go to like DraftKings. Cause like, that's the biggest one. I've never gambled before. Let me go to DraftKings. And they were like, we got to set up like an account to like see the lines.
Yep.
And I had to set up a username and profile. And then they go, well, you have to put money in.
Yeah.
Hold on. You got to put money in to like start your account.
Right.
So with Apple Pay, I put $25 in to, which I've spent thousands of dollars on jokes before to put content on the internet.
Right.
So I started it and then I didn't end up executing the joke, but I'm on the way to watch the Super Bowl. Hold on, dude. I go, well, I have this $25. Wait, there was a pick. It's a pick six. So you go Christian McCaffrey over or below 120 yards, Patrick Mahomes
over
under 256, Brock Purdy, all these things.
Yeah.
I choose six. And dude, when I tell you how absolutely glued I was to this game, dude, I was so hyped. I was tracking every single, and dude,
you get it now, bro.
Hold on. I should have said this.
Oh my goodness,
I should have said this at the top.
Oh my gosh.
Let me go to my DraftKings.
Yeah.
Open it up, dude. How much money you got out today?
Hold on.
This is unbelievable.
Hold on. Where is it? Hold on. Okay. Maybe I can't find the history of it.
Bro, how was you doing a comedy sketch, the gateway drug to a gambling addiction?
Bro,
like, how did I get here?
I hit 5 out of 6 and won $170.
Let's go, dude.
I'm done.
Yeah? Are you?
Am I done?
That's what they all say, John.
I told my buddy Tyler.
Who plays tonight, John?
I told my buddy Tyler, I go, dude, I think I'm done. Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, you're done.
Yeah,
dude.
I bet.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the line tonight, John? Who do you got? Who are the picks? Who's
everybody,
that pick six tonight?
Everybody that listened to this podcast this week is like, we're concerned.
Bro, I'm telling you. That's how you get hooked,
for
man.
For sure. It was awesome.
They know that pick six is going to hit for you, too. That's why they tell you to do it up front.
I bet I have different lines.
Probably.
Than like regular gamblers.
Probably.
And I got 5 out of 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Yep.
Like you don't think that DraftKings knows that this is your first time doing this?
Bro, what if you just kept, you're so hooked on it that you kept designing sketch videos that made you gamble?
I need to do this for
it's for the bit. I have to.
When somebody goes to, when a DraftKings member goes to Vegas, like, dude, you're just doing this, bro.
Or you're just going to Vegas.
No.
You didn't even bring a cameraman with you this time. You're not even pretending.
Yeah. No, I did a selfie video. I'm going to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. Gambling for podcast all content. Right. just pissing away.
I got one. This is the same as my parking thing.
Yeah.
It was my same as the parking thing and the same as the prepping. This is as far as I'm going.
Okay.
I got 170 in my DraftKings. If I go to out of that, I'm done.
So you are going to put 170 down. You're going to play with that money.
Yeah, that's free.
Is that what you're saying?
That's free money.
Yeah. Okay. I have to.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Once I go zero, I'm not putting any more in.
Okay.
And I'm not prepping anymore. We'll see.
It does. I don't bet. I have bet.
Yeah.
It does get you locked in on the game.
I know. It's like studying for a test or something. Then like you have Adderall.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I never taken Adderall, but I've heard.
No, there's a reason why they say you get addicted to gambling. It is a drug.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's why they have the number on there.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, this week's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. I think they've been around, haven't they?
DraftKings.
We've been asked about them.
I think so.
About DraftKings?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I love them.
Oh,
they're great.
Man,
that's awesome.
Dude, that's wild. Here, let's get to the one. You want to hit this one?
Yeah.
Oh, what do we got? Cheer. All right.
This is nuts.
This is crazy. Okay, we can post this and show this. If you're not... Yeah, all right. So after the Super Bowl, this is what led me to get off the internet for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Is Joe, there's a photo of Joe Biden with there's a photo of Joe Biden with those red stars in his eyes, like he has Neuralink.
Yeah. Like he's shooting lasers out of his eyeballs.
And he's smiling in the darkness, mm-hmm. and said, just like we drew it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At 9:50 p.m. on February 11th.
In reference to the Super Bowl, right?
Is he a Chiefs fan?
I have no idea.
Where's Joe Biden from?
Who is Joe? Delaware. He's from Delaware.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like we drew it up. And I was like, this is like a parody account. Mm-hmm. This is the joke. This is the like Elon Musk parody account. There's so much information on the internet is what you're talking about. You're right. Like, there's no way this is a tweet. Mm-hmm. And it was from Joe Biden.
The president of the United States.
Not Joe Biden. Obviously he's been asleep for 4 hours, right. But yeah. Yeah.
It's the same intern that wrote the ESPN article.
Is it actually Joe Biden's Twitter?
Yes, it is. It really is.
That's insane. Dude.
Just like we drew it up.
Okay, meaning it's a joke. The joke is we planned all this, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The government, Taylor Swift is a psyop. Is that what they call it?
Yep.
Yeah. We planned this. Travis Kelce with the Moderna, and they're going to be united. And this is all of this was my plan. Mm-hmm.
Great.
That's wild from the leader of the free world.
Do you think they did it because they know that that has been such like a storyline and it's becoming a popular belief that like all of this is scripted, all of this is planned, nothing is a mistake? And they were like, let's lean into it and that'll kind of like...
We'll make a joke out of it.
Call the rumors kind of thing. Like, yeah, oh yeah, it's still there. But I mean, if that was what they were trying to do, mission totally not accomplished.
No.
This took it the other way.
And everybody, by the way, everybody is like, the confidence in the leadership of the country is at an all-time low. Mm-hmm. A belief and trust in the leadership is at an all-time low. And that's not Republican or Democrat. That's everybody.
Yeah.
At an all-time low. Mm-hmm. So to post this to me, like, wait, what? Like this is a parody. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, this is it's like a joke. And I'm for jokes, obviously. That's just a crazy thing to post. And you're just like, dude, I can't, this is inception, dude.
Just like
this whole thing is a stimulation.
It is a stimulation.
Stimulation and simulation. Yeah, it's a stimulation.
Both. Yeah.
It's a stimulation.
It is very stimulation-y.
But I'm saying it's a simulation.
It is.
But it's a stimulation.
Right.
It's a stimulation.
It's a stimulation.
That is wild, dude. It's too much.
I can't believe they tweeted this.
And everybody was like, dude.
That's insane.
What's the difference between, so this is his personal account and then there's the POTUS account, right?
Yep.
The POTUS account did not tweet this.
No, the Joe Biden account did.
But it's Joe Biden. Mm-hmm.
At Joe Biden, check mark.
Crazy, dude. And so, yeah, you're absolved back to all the way to the beginning of the episode is you're like, dude,
I can't deal with this. This can't be a thing on my plate.
I can't have
our president tweeting laser eye photos. I can't have that. It wasn't on my bingo card for the
year. I got a big meeting at 2:00 that I need to prep for.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I got to go to the gym. I can't.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, Joe.
Yeah.
Can you chill out for a sec? We're 8 months pregnant. I got some stuff going on.
Can you just like you go, gosh, can you just like do your like stuff, do your part?
Don't you have a meeting, Joe?
Yeah.
You go to a meeting. I'm going to a meeting. You go to a meeting too. We'll reconvene afterwards in like July or something.
Just like we drew it up.
Sheesh, man. Draw something else.
Gosh. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Can't wait to see what he has next.
Let's get to the fact checks and then wrap up the show here.
Deal.
Well. And another one of the things that I've been proven right on here on this podcast.
Yes.
I was watching the news the other day, mm-hmm. and I saw this commercial pop up.
If you've taken Ozempic, a prescription medication for type 2 diabetes and weight management, and subsequently suffered injuries, you may be entitled to compensation. Call Bart Durham Injury Law at 615-242-9000 for a free case evaluation. Are your basement...
You know that that meme of that black kid with the no shirt on? He's going,
yeah, dude. Yeah.
What had happened...
Yeah.
I called this.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we called this.
Big time.
And Lydia, shout out, by the way, she did a story on it. So what Ozempic does is it slows down the digestion process. So mm-hmm. you still have food in your stomach. So you're not, you don't have an appetite. Mm-hmm. So like, let's say you go to like Taco Bell and it's like, it runs through you. Mm-hmm. That is preferable. This just sits in your stomach. And say people have had, this is disgusting, but people have like sepsis.
Yikes.
Because the food just stays in their stomach.
Yikes.
That is gross. So gross.
Yeah.
That's and they were like, oh, oops, whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you sent me this, my first reaction was usually lawsuits like this take a long time.
Yeah, like 10 years.
Yeah. And then they're like, have you been hurt by Ozempic?
Have you drank water at Camp Lejeune in 1994?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this is like a month later.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, hey. A month later is crazy.
It's just like immediate.
Hey, were you affected by FEMA at Hurricane Katrina in 2001?
Yeah.
Well, we've been doing 25 years of going back and forth to court and we got a class action suit.
Yes.
This is like, hey, did you take it last month?
Yeah.
You're done, dude.
Yeah.
This
is quick, man.
Yeah, that's the quickest I've ever seen it.
I wonder how many cases they have.
Look at
for it to be that quick.
Look at the Camp Lejeune. When is it was like I don't 1994. Know what
that is. I thought you were making that up.
No, that's a real thing. The camp, it's Lejeune. Yeah.
Camp Lejeune military base?
Camp Lejeune.
Water?
Camp Lejeune water.
Contamination lawsuit. There it is.
What year
Camp
was
Lejeune
it?
Water contamination lawsuit.
It was like mm-hmm. What year was Camp Lejeune water loss? What year? Yeah, lawsuit year. Yeah, put in year. I mean, it's got to be like in the 90s or something.
If my computer will work.
Yeah.
What
this
year?
Is like, yeah.
1953.
No, it's not 1953. Yeah. Or maybe it started there.
Yeah.
1920, yeah. 2009. The lawsuit contaminated water on Camp Lejeune was filed. Starting 2009.
First lawsuit was 2009.
Yeah. All right, first lawsuit. So this is now...
It started in 1953.
Yeah.
The lawsuit came in 2009. So
a perfect example. 60 years. This is like 60 days. 60 days. They were like Bart Durham or whoever, the Morgan and Morgan was like, yeah, no way.
No.
No way.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, immediately. Everybody's losing weight. Everybody is skinny as a rail. That has been like struggling with their weight their entire life, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, are you looking for it?
No, I'm pulling up something else for next.
Okay, yeah. Whoops.
Yeah.
Oh, here we are. 60 days later.
Just immediate, dude.
And I,
you don't even have to rack your brain. Like, they're going to be able to ask you questions. You're going to know immediately the dates, the times, who gave it to you, when it was administered, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
This is easy.
Yeah, you got to look back at the history. 60 years, 60 days.
Yep.
We got it. Yeah, we have everybody. Oh, here's who got it. Let me just text them. Are you still alive? No, it went green. They're dead.
Yeah. If when you die, your texts go green. Just immediately. Your Neuralink actually could do that for you. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, they're dead. Texts are green. Make texts green.
Can't start the car.
Huh. There you go, dude.
Wow.
We have another fact check.
Well, let's get to it.
We can close on this.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to read the email?
Oh, you got an email for
it. I got lots of emails.
Oh, go for it. I ran to the comments.
Oh, yeah. First of all, John, Alex, and Andrew, love the pod. I look forward to it every week. Second, Eleanor Roosevelt was, in fact, married to FDR, not Teddy. But I love Andrew for trying with his hint.
I was pretty confident.
P.S. I was in fact yelling at y'all while driving and listening to the pod and hearing Andrew give his, in parentheses, hint. Mm. We were trying to guess who was on Mount Rushmore, and he said his wife. What did you say?
I said
married.
My hint was helpful wife because Eleanor Roosevelt is known for being like very involved.
Also, hey, negative points for wives not being helpful, Andrew.
Yeah.
Helpful wife. Everybody's wife is helpful.
Mm.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Misogynist.
Nice.
-2.
-2. That's going to be -2. Yeah.
She's known for being more involved than most first ladies.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm also pretty sure that her husband was paralyzed, correct?
Careful.
FDR stepping out paralyzed. There again.
Wow.
But honest mistake. I mean, there's pretty, two Roosevelts as the president. Come on.
Yeah, what are the odds of that? There's about to be two.
I mean, I guess there was two Bushes.
About and to be, about to be two Clintons.
About to be two Kennedys.
Mm.
No. Probably not. Yeah. You know what? Which one was in the wheelchair?
Don't know.
Me neither.
See, this is not on my For You page, and I stay out of it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. This country is not on your For You page?
No.
Yeah.
FDR was in a wheelchair.
Could have used Neuralink.
Could have.
Yeah. We should. We're going to talk about that.
He was paralyzed.
We're talking about somebody email in. Somebody email.
Just saying.
Somebody email us a good history quiz, a U.S. history quiz. And Andrew's going to administer it to me and you next week.
On the episode?
Yes.
Okay.
To see what we know.
All right.
Because we were, I feel like, did you see the Putin interview?
I saw that there was one. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I didn't. But he like broke down the entire Russian history.
Who did? Putin?
Or like where they've come for their whole, like, and a lot of people were like, oh, I don't think our leaders could depict the history of our country that
probably not
that well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, wow. He was like, you know, remember when it was our politicians versus the Chinese in the TikTok?
Yeah.
And they just mopped the floor with us.
Yeah.
Mopped the floor with us. They were like, well, it's because this, and they were like, so is this a website? You go, I was like,
how do you make money?
Oh, yeah. How do you make money?
That's like, what they were asking Zuckerberg.
Absurd, dude.
He's like, Senator, we sell ads.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm also so sick of those senators. Like, they know they get their moments now.
Yeah.
Dude, shut up.
Oh, they're getting.
You're a nerd.
Dude, this is going
to
be.
Don't forget, we used to dump your books in the hallway. Sit down.
Yeah, we're wearing jerseys, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
We got jerseys on, bro. You got your books tied into a belt going to geography class. What a nerd, bro.
Oh, are you reading again, dude?
Yeah. Dude, we used to lock you in the locker.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude.
Yeah.
Shut up.
This is my moment, dude.
Senator, we sell ads.
Yeah.
Heard of them?
Hey, stay on your For You page.
Senator, you wish you made this much money.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Stay in your lane. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, listen. Everything I say, hey, I'm just a comedian. Maybe this is not, but this is how I see it. Mm-hmm. Come at it with a little humility. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're like, oh, this is going to go huge. Hey, you recording this? Hold on. Let me set my go. Oh, all right. Yeah. No, you're recording this.
Trying to dunk on dudes who like make literally 100 times their salary.
Tough, dude.
It's like, bro, what are you talking about? Yeah. You made the rules. I played by them.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg could buy you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg could. Yeah. You go work for him. We'll pay you triple.
You think he could run for president?
No.
Me neither.
He's that.
It'd be cool, though.
I got a lot of respect for that guy, though.
So do I.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a different, but yeah.
So, Andrew, where'd you finish today?
Yeah.
I hope positive.
I think you're plus one still.
I think he's in the black.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means positive.
Now negative.
Now negative. No, he's net zero.
Now he's net zero.
Yeah,
zero. Net zero.
That's it. So you made no difference today.
Great. Cool. Woohoo.
Yeah. Andrew starts his own podcast, net zero.
He's carbon neutral.
Yeah. He's crazy. Nice. But he took some shots. I respect it.
Yeah. You got to.
Oh, yeah.
You got to shoot. Shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot. Maybe we'll be back next week. I love each and every one of you. I don't think I've ever ended by saying that.
I like that, though.
I do. That's how I honestly feel. We'll be on the road this weekend, and we'll see you soon.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.